The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Up Close with Chris Tinney. Don't forget to visit ChrisTinney.com for more information about today's topics and download the new Spread Peace app that makes it easy to take action and advocate for the causes you care about. And now, here's your host, Chris Tinney.
Welcome back to Up Close for another edition and getting up close with another newsmaker, thought leader in his industry. My name is Chris Tinney. I'm your host for today's show. And thank you to everybody that's been participating online. Remember, this show is not just about this 1 hour a week. I want you to join us on our Goodreads community and help recommend authors that we can have on the show, like the author we have on here today. And our Facebook group, where you can interact with some of the people that have been on the show and help suggest new listeners. Last week, we had the CEO of Surf Riders Foundation, and boy, what a great show. I love seeing that being shared all over Facebook and helping get the information about the challenges that we're facing on our beaches and our oceans. And that's really what this show is about, to give you actionable information that you can use immediately to help improve your life. And today, boy, do we meet that goal and surpass it by far. Today we have on the line with us Dr. Joel Wallach. He's the author and creator of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, one of the most popular books ever on health and nutrition and what's actually happening to our health because of the depletion of the minerals in the soil and the government. And Doctor, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I know you've had over 70 papers based on your research that have been published. I want to get into that today as we do this show. But right off the bat, one of the things that I thought whenever I hear your name, I always think, this guy is not your normal doctor. He's not like the average doctor. When I think of a doctor, a quiet guy in a stethoscope, you're out there mixing it up. You've traveled the world, vet. You got your ND and became a naturopath. And then even recently, your challenges with selenium and the government to have them include that as a function of the human physiology. Maybe you can share with people, what was it that led you to take that action against the government? Maybe that'll lead into to why you're so passionate about the work that you do.
Sure. Well, first of all, Chris, I think the thing that makes me different is I have a degree in agriculture. I have a degree in veterinary medicine. I'm a comparative pathologist where I do autopsies in animals and people. One project I did with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show. I actually did some 20,000 autopsies and 10 million chemistries looking for pollution back in the 60s. Using zoo animals and people who lived around big zoos, and using the zoo animals as a canary in the mine thing, and found out that every animal and every human being, 454 species plus 3,000 humans in that study, and of course the zoos all over the North America, Canada, and the United States were freezing the dead animals and shipping them to me. And so Perkins figured out a very good project, and I found that the bottom line was that every animal and every human being who dies of what we would call natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency rather than pollution or genetics. And discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis, got fired from Yerkes Primate Center and Emory University for that. They said, Wallach, you must be sniffing glue because everybody knows it's genetic. I said, no, sir, it's not. Why don't you challenge me and test my data and see if it's correct? No, we're not even wasting our time. You're fired. So that's when I went back to school 37 years ago and became a physician. So for 37 years, I've been practicing. And what I found, Chris, was that there's all these diseases that are thought to be genetically transmitted, really just nutritional deficiencies. And the selenium one was my ninth. There's two of them on selenium, one to prevent cancer, which is about 10 years ago. The most recent one that just we got approval from the federal courts and the FDA this year was that we could supplement selenium in baby formulas. Well, you do it in baby formulas, you're going to prevent muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, sudden infant death syndrome, fibromyalgia, lupus, all kinds of stuff. And so we're very, very excited about that. We actually have nine actual wins in federal court against the FDA. And one of them, way back, we're talking about in the 1980s, was with the Deshaies Act. Three of us, a guy by the name of Clinton Miller and myself, and a woman by the name of Char Murphy, the three of us actually over a period of about 10 years collected tens of thousands of signatures from people on little letters to their congressmen and senators at the state and federal levels. And we came up with the Deshaies Act to separate out vitamins and minerals because doctors could see the kind of writing on the wall back in the 70s and 80s. And they could see where the vitamins and minerals were going to take over the pharmaceuticals. And they wanted people to come in and get a prescription, to get a prescription to get a vitamin. And so the Deshaies Act separates out very clearly vitamins and minerals from prescriptions. And so now you can go get vitamins and minerals anywhere without having to have a prescription. So we're very proud of that. That's the kind of stuff we did. Well, the selenium thing, the one before was on preventing cancer. This one, the latest one, again, was to put the selenium into baby formulas so that they wouldn't get these diseases. We're just very, very, very proud of that. And so that's kind of where that went.
Well, congratulations. That's a big win for all of us. Well, what is it that's led, you know, I know your research led you to start focusing in on some of the minerals and vitamins. What is it that's happened? Why are we not getting the nutrition that we need? And why is the government and everybody fighting getting that information out?
Well, first of all, why is it our foods aren't as valuable as they used to be? Right now, experts, Chris, are telling us that our children will not live as long as us. Our children will be the first generation in America who will not live as long or longer than their parents. And I think everybody on the streets heard that our kids are not going to live as long as us. Because every time I ask that question when I give a lecture to the 300, 500 people, everybody raises their hand. They've all heard of it. But they don't tell you why. Well, the reason goes back to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882. Everything changed. Prior to that, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, before written history, back before the days of the pharaohs in Egypt, human beings were getting their mineral supplements from wood ashes. They would use fire to cook and keep warm and fend off wild animals and things, and the wood ashes would go into their gardens. And today people think, well, the ashes, those dirty things, we'll just stick them in the recycling bin, right? But back in the old days, they would stick them in the garden, and the corn and the beans and peas and squash and beets and tomatoes and potatoes and okra and bell peppers, pumpkins, whatever you're growing out there, would suck up these minerals that were in the trees. Those trees would suck up the minerals out of the ground. You burn the wood and the minerals are left. People think of them as ashes, but only 2 to 5% is carbon and 95 to 98% are the minerals. Now, plants only need three minerals. Plants need magnesium, phosphorus, potassium to make good seeds for the next generation. Everything else the plant needs, Chris, they get from the atmosphere. Nitrogen to make proteins and carbon dioxide to make carbon things like wood and bark and leaves and things. It all comes from that. And the magnesium is needed to make chlorophyll so they can get the energy from the sun. So they only need three minerals. We need 60, so we're going to get the other 57. Well, the top 20 longevity cultures on Earth, they get all 60 essential minerals because just by dumb luck, nutritional minerals occur like veins in chocolate and chocolate ice cream. And these people who live a long time, by dumb luck, have all these minerals in their soil. And so when they burn their wood, they all tend to be primitive, third world cultures, illiterate, no roads, no cars, no computers, nothing. They still, no indoor plumbing, no utilities, so they still use wood. No doctors, no hospitals, and yet they have 40 times 100 olds we do. They have 100 old per 250 of their population. We only have one per 10,000. Well, all this ended at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882. We know the exact moment, Chris, because at that moment, we had the telegraph, and the story went out. The next day, this story was in every newspaper in the world. That's how important this story was. And what happened was, when we gave up wood for electricity, when Thomas Edison pulled that switch, turned on the first commercial electric generating plant at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, within 10 years, Chris, every city and town and municipality in the industrialized world switched from wood as universal fuel to electricity. And there's no wood ashes left over when you use electricity to fuel your home.
Wow, huge transformation.
A huge transformation. And see, back then, they didn't know that the wood ashes they were throwing in the garden provided minerals to the plants. We ate the plants. We got our minerals that way. Nobody knew that. Right. They didn't have analyses. They didn't have all the bits and pieces of biology and physiology we have for plants and soil and vertebrates. And so they had no earthly idea that we were getting some of that coming through the plants and we're eating the plants. Well, people liked electricity. And so politicians jumped in there and said, hey, you vote for me, we'll electrify the Tennessee Valley with the TVA and make big factories and electricity and hydroelectric plants. You vote for me, we'll build the Hoover Dam and electrify the seven southwestern states and build factories and have all kinds of jobs. And everybody was excited and happy. But there was an unintended consequence, Chris, and that was flood control. Everybody thought that was a great thing. Well, every spring in the most fertile and most expensive farmlands in the world, the bottomlands, the floodplains, would flood. When the flood waters would recede, they'd leave silt on the fields, and the farmers would plow it in. The silt was minerals from mountains, hundreds or maybe even thousands of miles upstream, and every year they're getting a renewal of the minerals that the plants were sucking out. Well, when they built the dams, it ended. When we went to electricity, the wood ash source of minerals ended. And nobody knew enough to replace them with supplements, except in the agricultural industry. We did it for animals, but not people. Doctors, even yet today, continue to say, oh, just eat well, get everything you need, don't waste your time and money. You get overdosed on those vitamins and minerals, right?
Right, I've heard that, and, yeah.
And as a result, they have created this monster we have now called the medical system. And as a result, we have diseases that they say are genetic, like type 2 diabetes is really a simple mineral deficiency. We've known that for 70 years. I don't care if you've had type 2 diabetes for 30 years, usually within 30 to 60 days, you're next diabetic, just by supplementing with the right minerals. Every form of cardiovascular disease is caused by nutritional deficiencies and not genetics or cholesterol or saturated fat. They demonized cholesterol and saturated fat to sell a product. They invented the Mediterranean diet to sell a product. None of those things were factual or had anything to do with reality. And these are the sort of things I learned in that big project with Marlon Perkins, with those 20,000 autopsies, and the book is in the Smithsonian Institute. And so today we're in trouble because nobody supplements because their doctors tell them, and doctors are highly respected. When the doctor says, don't waste your time, just eat well, get everything you need. We're not putting the wood ashes in anymore. There's no more floods in the floodplains. And so we, in 1934, 1936, we got the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl because the land was dead, no more silt to plow back in, no more wood ashes. And so food was valueless when it came to human nutrition. And things really unraveled and fell apart, and we got the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. And this was a mess, and it's still a mess because doctors don't understand you must supplement. And well, that's what we do.
What are the typical, you mentioned type 2 diabetes, are there other diseases that you see out there that you say, wow, this could be handled if people just supplement properly?
For instance, Chris, type 2 diabetes is a deficiency of a single mineral. Cardiovascular disease, congestive heart failure, is caused by deficiency of a single vitamin. We've known that for 300 years. It was discovered by a Japanese naval surgeon 300 years ago. Cardiomyopathy, heart disease, it causes sudden heart death in athletes and people who do heavy physical work, is caused by deficiency of a single mineral. I actually did 1,700 autopsies on kids in China that died under the age of 10 from that disease. So I'm a world's expert in it, not because I'm smarter than anybody else, but because nobody else has done that many autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that died of that disease. And then coronary artery disease has nothing to do with cholesterol or saturated fat. It's caused by inflammation. I said that in 1971 in a paper that was published in an international journal, and everybody laughed at me. He said, well, everybody knows it's cholesterol and saturated fat. No, it's actually caused by inflammation from eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and trans fatty acids, things like microwave popcorn, coffee creamers, margarines, all the things that doctors say to eat, right? And so those things inflame our arteries, and that's what plugs our arteries, not cholesterol and saturated fat. And then there's coronary thrombosis, where you get a blood clot in a coronary artery and get a thrombotic heart attack, or thrombotic stroke, where you get a blood clot in the brain and cause a stroke. None of those are caused by cholesterol or saturated fat. They're all caused by inflammation, which is caused by eating fried foods, processed meats, things like deli slices and sandwich meats and jerky and that kind of stuff. And then oils, things like olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, celery, cooking oils, and gluten, wheat, barley, rye, oats, all those things inflame your arteries, and that's what causes your arteries to get plugged, because your arteries respond to inflammation by scar tissue. And the reason why we have so many heart diseases in young kids is because they're given Oreo cookies, and that icing in between the two cookies is trans fats, which cause inflammation of the arteries.
Well, why are our doctors not sharing? I mean, I know that you mentioned that the big pharmaceuticals, I mean, do they have a stranglehold on these guys that tight that even
no,
my own
doctor? No, it's a wedding between them. It's not a stranglehold. Doctors enjoy the good life. They can kill, rape, and pillage with impunity. Just think about it, Chris. Each year in America, medical doctors kill, injure, and infect 15 million Americans in their workplace. They don't even get an OSHA ticket. This is from the Center for Disease Control. Okay, of those, let's say 2 million infections in households every year. Of those 2 million infections in households every year, 90,000 die. Let me ask you this question, Chris. What if North Korea or Iran were to send over an intercontinental ballistic missile with a biological weapon and infect 2 million people in our large population centers like L.A., Dallas, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, that kind of stuff, Chicago, and kill 90,000? It'd be war. Here's one trade that does it every year in their workplace. Nobody lifts an eyebrow.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is amazing, okay? And so these are the sort of things that drive me to give 300 lectures a year to make sure people at least hear that there's options to what doctors would tell you to do. There's no law requiring them to cure you when there's a cure available. They make $300 to cure you. They make $750,000 to treat you for 30 years. So which direction are they going to go? They're going to go for the treatment for 30 years rather than the cure. Well, people can take care of themselves, and we want people to think of us as the AutoZone and Home Depot of the health industry. We'll teach you for nothing. I mean, you know, none of us take any money. I don't take any money from our company. I don't take any money for giving recommendations to people. And so they pay wholesale for our products. They pay just a little bit over cost for our products. And so we didn't even charge retail for this.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that for just a second. And I don't even know if you know this, but we're actually going to give away a copy of your Let's Play Doctor book to anybody.
People can do their own laboratory work.
To the show page, and if they order any of the... What's that?
I said people can do their own laboratory work, exactly. You know, for a physical, you might get your doctor's office. He might charge your insurance company $800 or $2,000, depending on what insurance company you have. You can do the exact same physical that your doctor does using the same test strips he does for blood work and urinalysis and the equivalent to a colonoscopic exam called an occult blood test or a FIT test, fecal immunochemical test, a total of $4.50 versus $2,000. You can do it yourself. And the book, Let's Play Doctor, teaches you how to read the data so you know what the numbers mean.
Yeah, well, since I'm giving this book away, I'll read here on Amazon. It even says the book teaches ordinary people how to read doctor's prescriptions, how to interpret lab reports, how to use vitamins, minerals, and herbs to treat 400 of the most common diseases. That's a great book, and that's a great offer for us to have out here today. Well, share with us, so how did you narrow it down to the particular vitamins? How did you come up with this formula?
Okay, well, remember, I did those 20,000 autopsies and 10 million chemistries looking for pollution, Chris. And we were analyzing for vitamins and minerals. We were analyzing for things like pollutants, pharmaceuticals. And again, what we found was that it was just a massive vitamin mineral deficiency. Even things like obesity in animals or people, it has nothing to do with lack of exercise or eating too much. It was simply a simple nutritional deficiency. You gave the nutrients, you'd lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day, and as long as you stay on the nutrients, you'll never gain the weight back. And so we literally have thousands of people a month who do our program, and they'll lose 140 pounds in 100 days. They'll lose 250 pounds in 7 months and never gain the weight back as long as they stay on the 90 essential nutrients. Well, all this came from all these analyses. And again, the book that came out of that, the 1,200-page book that came out of that, Chris, is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. It would cost $1 billion today to redo that research. Back then when I did it, it was $25 million. And, you know, I was only... 30 years old, and for a kid like me to get $25 million in a big institution like Washington University in St. Louis, it was like crazy. You know, nobody ever heard of such a thing. And it turned out that it was a very, very good piece of research, and the book that came out of 1,200 pages in the Smithsonian Institute is a national treasure, because we were doing all these analyses and comparing against laboratory animals that would have optimal amounts of these nutrients in their livers and their blood and other tissues. And when you find really severe deficiencies, and then you go look it up in the research and say, oh my gosh, that's this disease and that disease, and it just all matched. And so it was really a great piece of work. I was just so honored and proud to be part of that. And even things, again, like Alzheimer's disease, is totally preventable. It's reversible. It has nothing to do with genetics or eating aluminum. It's all simple nutritional deficiency disease. And it was actually caused by medical doctors telling people to get off of cholesterol, because Alzheimer's disease is a deficiency of cholesterol.
Wow.
And you can eat 25 eggs a day if you want, just don't eat them fried. Eat them poached or soft-boiled or soft-scrambled in butter, not oil. And you take the 90 essential nutrients and 6, 8, 10, 12 eggs a day, you're never going to get Alzheimer's disease.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, the for those of you that are listening, the product that, that came out of all of this research and the more than 70 papers that were published and all of the autopsies and work that Dr. Wallach has done is contained in a product called Tangy Tangerine. And I'll tell you, Doctor, I started taking it a couple of weeks ago and I felt it almost immediately. I mean, I automatically wasn't craving things that I didn't want. I looked at these essential 90. I mean, it made total sense to me when I read it. I'm like, why is this happening? That, you know, these are the 90 essential nutrients that, that the human body needs. And I've heard you on AM Coast to Coast and InfoWars with Alex Jones. I know you travel all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
How many lectures are you doing a year now?
I've done about 300 lectures a year for 36 years. And this year, I think we're going to beat that. I think we're going to do close to 400 this year.
Wow.
Because of the intense interest. And August 7th, I'm going to be given a big international award at the United Nations. I don't know if you knew that. And
wow, I didn't.
Yeah,
I
mean,
you were not.
Be given an award at the United Nations in August 7th, and then in September, I'm going to speak to the entire General Assembly for an hour and a half. And that's because I can save each country billions and billions of dollars. That's why Greece went bankrupt, was because of the cost of medical care. You know, they talk about that it was their retirement programs that did it. Well, it was the medical care piece in the retirement program that financially broke the Greek government. It's happening to us. We're $18 trillion, not a B, not billion, $18 trillion in debt here in America, and it's all because of the medical system. And certainly we wouldn't tolerate that from an auto mechanic or an electrician or anything like that. It's just amazing what they've done to us financially, at the same time killing us earlier and earlier and earlier.
Well, congratulations on your award from the United Nations. I can't think of somebody who deserves it more than you do with
well,
the work that
kind.
You've been
Thank
doing,
you.
Traveling all over. And, you know, and congratulating the company you founded, Youngevity, a publicly traded company now that people can invest in. And I was looking at that today. Boy, that's done. That stock's done pretty well over the last couple of months.
we've actually gone up 500% from when we bought it. It was 8 cents when we bought it. It was a coffee company. And we did a reverse merger because they were bigger than us, and so we wound up with all these plantations in Nicaragua and the roasting and packaging facilities in Miami, Florida. But what our interest was the fact that it made us publicly traded. It was a high-quality organic and non-GMO coffee.
Right.
The stock was 8 cents when we bought it, and now it's usually in the mid-30s to 42 cents. So we've gone up like 500%, and
yeah.
We have so many big things happening. I know the stock's going to go up. I just, you know, can't predict how much it's going to go, but it's going to continue to go up.
Well, that's great. Well, you mentioned the non-GMO. It's interesting when I talk to you, I see all of these solutions that you've discovered. I see all the results from the millions of people that have taken your advice and read your books and used your products. What do you think of the fact that they're not going into nutrition, but now they're trying to genetically engineer the food, like Monsanto? I mean, what's your thoughts on GMO?
Well, GMO was started because people complain so much about chemicals in the food, you know, to ward off bugs, sprays to kill off parasites in the plants. And so these big agri companies said, well, if we can genetically modify or hybridize these plants with plants that fend off bugs and eat bugs as opposed to the bugs eating them, we'll save plants without having to use chemicals. So initially their thought was we're going to satisfy people's concerns about the chemical sprays.
Right.
Well, like, you know, many things, they tend to run amok and go a bridge too far, go too far. And so we don't know. The jury's not in yet what's going to happen, but there's always possibility for something negative. And it may turn out that all this GMO thing may be hysteria, unnecessary, kind of like when everybody thought ingestion of aluminum caused Alzheimer's disease, right?
Right.
And so we don't know. The jury's not in yet. There's all kinds of experiments going on in laboratory animals of various types. And I have to look at the nutrition in the alfalfa pellets, or if they just gave them alfalfa pellets and all kinds of stuff before I can, you know, make any kind of remark on it.
know that you have, there's a couple of packs that we have on the show page, and we're going to give away a free copy of your book, Let's Play Doctor, so that people can become their own doctor and learn to read their own RAB reports and you know, become familiar with how to prevent and treat some of the 400 most common diseases. You've got, there's a pack for weight loss, there's a pack for blood sugar, there's a variety of different packs, but one of the most popular ones, and one that, you know, everybody should get, is the Healthy Start Pack, if nothing else. Let me run through those real quick with you and have you tell us a little bit about them. Sure. Do you want to talk about the packs first? Explain those?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and explain how you came up with those?
Okay, well, again, we know that all vertebrates, whether you're a hummingbird or a crocodile or a human being or an elephant or a monkey or a elephant or a dog or a fish or a turtle, every vertebrate needs all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And otherwise, you get horrible diseases, all of which are fatal, right? And so it's imperative that we get these things.
Right.
And in the animal industry, they've done a very good job because we don't have health insurance for animals. And so if they didn't put all these vitamins, minerals in the animal feeds, it would be a mess as far as cost of food. And, you know, a dozen eggs would be $250 and a pound of hamburger would be $7 and that kind of thing if we didn't have all these nutrients in the food to wipe out 900 different diseases that still plague us. Well, doctors would say, oh, just eat well. Don't waste your time and money in those vitamins and minerals because they want to treat you for 25, 30 years. They don't want to cure you. And so there's always this battle because the doctors don't want you to have the vitamins and minerals because you can prevent diseases with them. And it's a very conscious effort on their part. Now,
right.
Let's take the basic one, the Healthy Start Pack that has all 90 essential nutrients in it, in optimal amounts for 100 pounds of human flesh. And so if you give the one Healthy Start Pack to a 50-pound kid, that's a two-month supply, 100-pound person, a one-month supply. For a 200-pound person, you're going to need to give two of those Healthy Start Packs a month. One, and 400-pound person, they need four. It's one per 100 pounds of body weight per month.
Okay.
And it has all 90 essential nutrients. It actually has 245 nutrients, Chris, including the 90 essential nutrients, optimal for health. And then we have variations on that. Like you said, the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack is for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, the individual doesn't make enough insulin, so they'll never be able to totally get off of insulin, but we'll be able to reduce the amount of insulin they need to maintain healthy blood sugar levels by 90%. They'll go from having to test their blood sugar six times a day to once a day, so their quality of life goes up. Type 2 diabetes, usually within 2 weeks to 2 months, we can actually help them support healthy blood sugar levels and metabolism of sugar and carbohydrates and fats at the cellular level. And essentially, they're next diabetic because they don't need medication. When their blood sugar gets below 100 without medication for 10, 12 days in a row, you're an ex-diabetic, and your doctor will do, you can go to your doctor, he'll test you and say, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up because you don't need your medication anymore. And then Alzheimer's disease again, double-blind
right.
randomized study, 5,000 people for 10 years, half of those 5,000 people got a supplement program, the other half got a dummy pill. 10-year study went from 1994 to 2004. The ones that got the supplements had 78% less Alzheimer's disease, almost 80% less Alzheimer's disease than the one that did not get the supplement. We know everything about those that community because those people that were in the study were all over age 65, did not have any dementia, certainly, or any other major health problems, and they all lived, they all had the same background. They're all from Scotland. They all were the same trade. They were all farmers in the same valley, ate the same food, avoided the same food because they're all the same religion. And so it was a very, very good double-blind randomized study, and it showed very clearly that you can prevent Alzheimer's disease by as much as 80%. It was a very limited supplement program, so if you give all 90, it's going to be better than that. And then once you have it, even just supplementing with one vitamin, vitamin E, in 1992, they showed that you can get a significant clinical improvement just by supplementing with one vitamin. So that's very exciting about Alzheimer's disease. This is all in the book Let's Play Doctor, and also in my newest one, Epigenetics. Epigenetics, this is all in there, and all the references and everything.
Oh, great.
And then arthritis, doctors will say you can't regrow cartilage. Well, we do that all the time. We just give the body the right raw materials, and we call it the healthy bone and joint pack, the healthy bone and joint pack. And it supplies what's necessary to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes the bone itself. Weight loss pack, again, we spoke about this briefly earlier, a half a pound to 2 pounds a day in the healthy weight loss pack. Anti-aging pack is self-explanatory. Lots of antioxidants in there and to support the effectiveness of our stem cells to rebuild tissues. And so your tissues aren't breaking down just because you're not getting enough raw materials. And so we're very excited about that. We're getting tremendous feedback on that. healthy sports pack if you have a young athlete or even an old athlete in your family, and they're working out or amateur sports or in their universities or high school or professional sports or Olympic sports, you want to get them on our healthy exercise pack. It'll prevent sudden heart death and prevent joint and back and ligament, tendon, and muscle injuries. We're very, very proud of that. We have a lot of professional and Olympic athletes of all sports who use this. A lot of people who are in special forces and Navy SEALs who come back injured. And the Admiral I know very well personally because I saved his daughter from diseases, who's about ready to die in a hospital. And so he's always very grateful. And he always sends me all these Navy SEALs and special forces guys that have massive injuries, and they're going to be put on disability and may even lose their position. So they're going to get drummed out of the service on a medical disability, and we're able to rebuild 99% of them. And so they're able to stay in and finish out their 20 years and give their insight and their experience and knowledge for the younger guys coming along. And so let's see here. We talk about obesity. Oh, high blood pressure is easy to reverse. It's not genetic. It's simple mineral deficiencies. We already talked about the heart stuff.
Right.
Arthritis.
So I noticed we've got tangy tangerine. That's the 90 essential minerals.
Well, tangy tangerine is sort of the core. It has 245 right. nutrients in it, but it's a little weak in calcium, so you have to have another calcium source. I like what we call the Beyond, was it the...
OsteoFX. Yeah, I was going
to
ask you about that.
So. Yeah, the OsteoFX Plus. And then for people who are allergic to shellfish, we have the Beyond OsteoFX Plus. There's no shellfish in that one. And then, of course, we have the EFAs, the omega-3 essential fatty acids. We have them from fish oil. We have them from plant materials like flax oil. We have some from evening primrose oil. So for people who are allergic to animal proteins and things, they can still get their omega-3 essential fatty acids. And so that pack we call the Healthy Start Pack. And then we have what we call a secret sauce, Chris, for each disease. And we have 900 different diseases we deal with. And some of them, like calcium, there's 147 different diseases you can deal with just calcium. And so we like the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And then let's say you also have diabetes. You throw in that secret sauce from the diabetic pack, the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, and so you're going to deal with two diseases with the same basic Healthy Start Pack, and then you have the secret sauce for regrowing cartilage and ligaments and tendons and bone, and then you have the secret sauce for stabilizing blood sugar and blood sugar metabolism or sugar metabolism at the cellular level. And so you can have maybe six diseases and wind up with six secret sauces and just one Healthy Start Pack. So it saves people an enormous amount of money, and we're happy to do that. We just want people to get well and save America from going broke because we're staying away from the medical system.
Yeah, that you have a unique way of your products. You offer support and training, you mentioned, for people. I guess they can come to your lectures and seminars. Maybe you can share with us why you selected this type of business model and tell a little bit about that.
Well, sure. Well, Chris, when I was a young physician, I knew I had something extremely valuable for the country and internationally and for the world for health care and prevention of disease and reversing disease. Well, I could see 35 to 50 patients a day like most doctors, and you're running around crazy trying to deal with all this. And I began to lecture up and down Highway 5 on the West Coast. I was living in Portland at the time, Portland, Oregon. And I started getting 300 new patients a week. And I said, how do I deal with this? I couldn't handle it. So I started giving the sort of the first 15 minutes of an office visit to 300 people at a time on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And so I realized I'm doing 300 hours worth of work in 1 hour.
Right.
And so I figured, okay, I've got to get this information out on a bigger scale than seeing 30 patients a day. And so that taught me by those two free lectures, which I was getting the nutritional piece out of the way. So when they came to the office, I didn't have to sit there for 15 minutes or 30 minutes to explain it all to them. I had done it in that free lecture a week before. And so I started recording some of my talks. I got the Dead Doctors Don't Lie audio cassette back in the days. And now it's a CD, of course. We've sold today over 300 million. It's in 11 languages. Going out the door, 50,000 a week still. We're quite excited about that. So we're educating a lot of people on what to do, as you point out, for over 900 different diseases. And we're looking for help. People say, I don't know, $3 a day for 100 pounds of body weight. I weigh 200 pounds. That's $6 a day. That's $180 a month. Well, just think about it. To get rid of diabetes, get rid of arthritis, get rid of fibromyalgia and lupus, tighten your teeth up so you don't need, because when you have periodontal disease and receding gums, you have osteoporosis of the face. Doctors don't tell you. You don't only get osteoporosis of your leg bones and your pelvis and your vertebrae and your ribs. You get osteoporosis of your face, too. And that's why little old people look like their face is shrinking, because it is. They get loose teeth, and you take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. It supports healthy bone repair and maintenance and regrowth, and so it tightens the teeth up. The grown bone goes back. The gums come back up without dental care, so we're very excited about that. We see thousands of people every month who come in just for their periodontal disease. And so these are the sort of things we do with these prepackaged programs, and so we're looking for help. You don't need to be a doctor. I've got high school dropouts that are at the top of our income list because they help so many people, and they were dyslexic and couldn't even remember their address half the time. But after they did something four or five times, they know what to do for somebody with arthritis and high blood pressure and heart disease and lupus and periodontal disease and macular degeneration. They've been blind for 6 years and 90 days. They can read 20/20. And so these young kids, they've been with me for 25, 30 years. They do extremely well, and they help thousands of people every month. So I'm very, very proud of them. And we pay an outrageous amount of money. We do give stock options when people reach certain ranks. We give car bonuses. We give up to $1,000 a month in car bonuses. You can buy three cars for your family and your kids with $1,000 a month. And so we're very excited about it, to be able to do this stuff and help families. Instead of getting on welfare, we help them start their own business. It's a one-time fee of $25. A one-time fee, Chris, of $25 to get all the same tax breaks that Donald Trump and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all the billionaires get. We don't want to take the billionaires' tax breaks away from them. We want to get the tax breaks. And so for a one-time fee of $25, which is tax deductible, you will get the same tax breaks that billionaires get, and you can get back most of your withholdings if you are still working and get withholdings taken from you. You get them all back at the end of the year.
Well, what do you see, Doctor, with all of these people that are now learning what from your research and are out there talking to people? The future holds for us with these, government agents. Are they coming around? Or I noticed, now you're getting a UN, award at the UN. But I also know that, you've had to go to court to get the government to allow some of these things. What's the status of where we are now, and where do you think we're headed?
Well, going to court in the federal court, Chris, is what brought the attention of the United Nations to what I'm doing. And I've saved many, many people in 50 different foreign countries. And when their representatives and their ambassadors go to the United Nations, they all talk. And so they realize, well, who is this Waller guy? He's everywhere with all these programs and things. And they're all recognizing that I'm helping at least 50 different countries that I know of, and probably more that I don't know of. And so the people are becoming advocates of this, and they share this information with others and individuals. That's what I want, because I can't do it all. So I train as many as I can to carry on the message, which is a kind of a prepackaged message. The solution is a prepackaged solution, so they don't have to decide what the person gets. They just say, oh, diabetes is a healthy blood sugar pack. Oh, arthritis is a healthy bone and joint pack. Oh, they got Parkinson's disease or MS, they're going to get the healthy brain and heart pack kind of thing. So it's very simple, and we try to make it as simple as possible, and that's what makes it work. And like I say, we're looking for help because we're growing so rapidly now. We're bringing in about 10,000 new, what I would call patients a month, 10,000 new patients a month coming in from all over the world. And because of the social media, I can deal with them through webinars and conference calls and DVDs and CDs and books and this sort of stuff. We even have e-books and so on, so it's easy for people to get this information. And we're definitely a growth industry, and we want people to think of us as the Home Depot and the AutoZone of health. We want them to do it themselves, prevent injury and death. Again, if North Korea and Iran were to kill as many Americans as doctors do, it'd be war.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Doctor, it's always enlightening to listen to you, whether it's having the honor to be able to interview you today or hear you on the other shows. And for the listeners, I want to let you know, on the show page, ChrisTenney.com, or the one you're listening to if you're listening online after the live broadcast, we do have all of these packs that are mentioned, and we are giving away a free copy of Let's Play Doctor by Dr. Joel Wallach, who you're listening to now. And I'm really excited about this opportunity for people to try this for themselves and see the experience. I think you are kind of like the AutoZone. When I was getting ready for the show and I was looking at the website, and I think the one thing that makes it really easy is that when you have one place that you can trust, I mean, that's the problem. You go to the store, one thing on the shelf might be good and one thing might not be good. But when I went there, you had essential oils, the OsteoFX, and all these targeted packs so that people really can start to address their own health challenges and experience optimum health. It's really exciting to see what's happening at Youngevity.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Chris. And of course, you know, before the AMA got going in 1914, Grandma was a physician. And of course, so she had her herbs and her poultices and her drinks and her soups and all that kind of stuff. And for the most part, they worked, and they just handed them down from generation to generation. Whatever grandkid was one most interested, Grandma would give her secret recipes to.
Right.
And we got to go back to that and take care of our families and people we love and our church families and so on and our country, and we'll do very well. But if we continue to do the same thing, that prediction that our children will not live as long as us, will be the first generation in America where the kids do not live as long as the parents, that prediction, Chris, will come true if we don't take over. And, you know, when people are getting engaged and getting married, don't give them $200. Don't give them a towel set with their initials on it, monogrammed in. Don't give them a set of linens. Give them the 90 essential nutrients. You'll prevent birth defects. Every birth defect you can name is preventable through conception. That's what I'm looking for. Preconception nutrition. You don't want to wait, ladies, until you've missed two periods to start taking vitamins because the baby's already damaged. You have to take these 90 essential nutrients for 6 months prior to conception, and the odds of getting a problem with a kid, a birth defect of any kind, is zero.
Yeah, you know, it's just amazing to me that this kind of information, other than your book, I mean, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and the lecture that you gave, how many copies of that? 300 million?
Well, the CD is 300 million. It's going out the door of 50,000 a week. Every once in a while, I'll hit, you know, maybe after you run your show, we'll sell 200,000 in a week of the
right,
of the
right.
audio cassette tapes. The book, we sold about 10 million, and it's in many languages, of course, 11 languages. And so we're very, very proud of that, Chinese and Japanese. And
well, thank you for your passion and getting the word out on this, because, you know, what I see is a lot of times the governmental agencies trying to stop people like yourself that have this kind of information, whether, you know, it's other doctors that are in the news that you see that are being scolded by Congress for claims they've made with nutrients and the challenges that you've faced over the past decades as you've passionately worked on this and lectured all over the world. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us, Joel Wallach, for being on the show.
Well, thank you, Chris. You're very, very kind. Thank you for all the kind words, and thank you so much for sharing your listeners with us. Anything we can do to help your agenda, let us know. We're there for you, okay?
Well, I hope to have you on back in a couple more weeks. So our listeners, we all gather online, our Facebook page, our Goodreads community. So we're gonna try this, share it, and hopefully I can have you back in a couple of weeks to answer their questions. We'll make it a call-in show. Awesome.
Love to do it, Chris. Thank you so much, and God bless you and all your listeners.
God bless. And folks, we'll be right back after this break.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything? Packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Do you know a nonprofit that could use more money to accomplish their mission? Are you working for a charitable cause right now and need funding to do more? Nonprofitfundraising.com is dedicated to helping nonprofits and charities raise the funds they need. Discover the best fundraising ideas of 2015 and compare your fundraising results with others. Learn how to grow your organization and connect with more supporters at nonprofitfundraising.com. That's nonprofitfundraising.com. Welcome back to Up Close with Chris Tinney. To call in and be part of the show, dial 1-866-472-5788 from anywhere in North America. That's 1-866-472-5788. And now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to Up Close, and what a show we had today, getting up close with Dr. Joel Wallach, the author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the founder of Youngevity, the formulator of Tangy Tangerine, and nominated and picking up his award at the United Nations next month. Folks, this is the kind of information that has to get out there. This is the kind of information I like putting on the show. I get the opportunity to see the videos of the people that have been changed by the research that he's done, by the products that he has. And that's one of the reasons that we wanted to make sure we offered you the book, Let's Play Doctor, so that you can learn how to treat your over 400 of the most common diseases and learn from the research, doctor prescriptions, lab charts. It's all described in this book that you get free when you order any one of the products from Youngevity. And we have a link on the show page. And I want to thank everybody for that offer and making that available to our listeners. The show's going great. I really appreciate you joining me this week. But don't forget, it doesn't end this week. We want you to join us on our Goodreads community, where you can help us select authors that we have on the show. Join us on Facebook, where you can share your thoughts on the show. And get any of the past shows, whether it's the last week's show with the president and CEO of Surf Riders Foundation and the work they're doing. We've had Dr. Daniel Brinkley. He's not like a doctor. He's a doctor of death. Guy's died three times, selling books of all time, saved by the light. Next week, we have the Coalition for the Homeless. You've been hearing about what's going on in New York with de Blasio not enforcing some of the what they call the lifestyle laws. And they're complaining about the explosion of homeless people on the streets. We're going to be talking to one of the nation's largest nonprofits that deal with homeless issues, the Coalition for the Homeless, something that's near and dear to my heart and Taisha's heart, because as you know, we traveled on the streets for 4 years sharing food with the homeless. And so I want to find out what's happening there, because you know, a lot of these people don't have anywhere to go. And when I see some of the statistics and getting ready for that show, that 1 in 4 males on the street that are homeless are vets, that over 40% of the homeless population are teens. These are kinds of things that people need to know as well. And there's a lot of myths that, you know, they're all on drugs or they all have problems. You know, the fact is almost 30 to 40% of them live in their cars, and a good percentage of them have jobs. So this is going to be a show you don't want to miss, because when you become informed, you can be an advocate. Just like today, when you become informed with the information and research that Dr. Wallach shared, you can become an advocate for your own health. You can become an advocate for other people's health. And that's the kind of stuff that actually affects generations. So thank you so much for being part of the episode, that there is a place for positive, uplifting talk on Talk Radio. We'll see you next week.
This is the end of the show. You don't have to let the conversation end now. Visit ChrisTinney.com to learn more about today's topic. Listen to past shows and connect with like-minded people. Up Close with Chris Tinney is broadcast live every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel, and rebroadcast online and throughout North America in select markets. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. And we'll see you next week on Up Close with Chris Tinney.